bringing the stories of people just like us directly into your home and learning more about them. This is Trent Speaks. It is Thursday, March 1st. Welcome back in, everyone. You know, as I was prepping to start recording, I got a song stuck in my head. Guess who's back? Back again. Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Yo, freaking a monster. There's some Eminem for you to get you started for your Thursday, March 1st. Oh my gosh, can you believe it? We are already 2 months done with 2018. I hope your year is starting off strong so far. We are less than halfway. We are 1/6 into the year for those mathematics out there. So if you haven't yet started your New Year's resolutions, it's not too late to. It's not too late to turn those around as well. As you can tell, my New Year's resolution of getting motivational speaking going and having this podcast get going is well underway. Episode 3 already. And this week, there was no structure. Not that there ever is any structure to this podcast, but this week especially, no structure with my guest, Dylan Weisenborn.
Hello.
All right.
How's it going, man?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
I have to work today, so it doesn't get much better than that.
You got pounded by the ice storm, huh?
Yeah, everything's covered here. I was just looking at my roof. It's got like 2 inches of ice on top.
Oh my goodness. I think we only ended up getting about a quarter of an inch, but still, yeah, it's basically an ice skating rink outside.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible.
Hold on, let me close my bathroom door. You know, I got a crazy setup in here. I'm literally sitting in a kitchen chair with one of those like food trays with my laptop propped up on top of it next to my bathroom door. It's quite the setup I have in here.
What room are you in?
I'm in my bedroom.
Sounded like you were in your bathroom for a second.
Oh, yeah, because I leaned over to grab the door.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm all over the place.
Well, if it makes me feel any better, I'm sitting in a glorified storage room, so.
Oh, nice. Nice. What do you use that storage room for?
Storage.
Well, you said glorified storage room, so I wasn't sure if you turned it into something.
Turned it into a storage room.
Oh, perfect. Sounds like you've
got a desk in here, I guess.
Getting really creative. So are you storing the desk or using the desk?
A little bit of both.
I figured it would solely be storing since I was told it's a storage room.
No, it's a glorified storage room.
Well, how does that make it any different from a regular storage room?
It's got a desk in it. I don't understand where I'm losing you, man.
I guess is that it? I was waiting for more, I suppose.
Oh, it's just got a desk and a bunch of junk.
Does that include you? Hey-o!
Hey! Well, it was good talking to you, man. I'll see you around sometime, huh?
All right, yeah, it was a really good podcast. Yep. Raw and unscripted, huh?
And done. And over with.
I proceeded to tell Dylan that I would start asking a couple questions and it would be a very informal type of conversation as opposed to just a regular interview, kind of having a conversation, because I believe that that's part of this podcast, is just having a conversation with one another and that no structure would exist. And he said, you know, that's kind of what I've been doing already.
Just ad-libbing, yeah?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I do too. I just ad-lib. The first podcast, Leanne told me, well, after I told Leanne, you know, I feel like I'm just rambling and I don't really know what I'm doing. She goes, well, isn't that what a podcast is? And I said to her, I said, I think you have a good point there. I never really thought about that.
Yeah, it's pretty much, I mean, any podcast, right? It's just one or multiple people just talking. just one big ramble, right?
Talking, doing whatever they want to do, talking about whatever they want to talk about.
At least the podcasts I listen to. I guess there's probably some more structured ones out there.
Oh, my gosh. The day that this podcast is structured, oh, I don't even know what that day is going to look like. This podcast will never fully be structured.
I think that's a good thing. I think if it were structured, it would kind of defeat the whole intent of the podcast, right?
That's right. Yeah, because you just kind of talk about whatever you want to talk about.
All right. We're not trying to make cereal here or anything.
Well, in retrospect, I know that Dylan was actually referring to the name of a podcast. At the time, all I could think of was food, and we got seriously derailed. Speaking of, by the way, did you know that they just released Lucky Charms that now have a rainbow unicorn in the marshmallows?
That sounds like a highly detailed marshmallow.
But also very cool. Also very cool. You can't deny that, right?
No, I mean, it sounds amazing. It's just, I don't, from my experience with Lucky Charms as a kid, I remember those marshmallows were quite small, and I just don't understand how they can fit. I mean, the original rainbow only had like three colors on it, right?
Sure.
And so now they have a rainbow plus a unicorn. Is it like a unicorn shape with the rainbow colors, or?
Yeah, it's a unicorn. It's got what is that thing called on its head?
Horn.
It's where the Thank horn you. Comes yes. In
of unicorn.
Yes, the horn itself is multicolored, from what I understood.
So, if the O R N comes from the horn part, and unit obviously means one horn, what is that C doing in the middle?
You know,
didn't you have a question?
Yeah, I did. And then
you got sidetracked by this unicorn thing. What was your question?
Right after we just got done talking about how this isn't going to be structured at all.
I'm trying to loop us back.
I appreciate that. Full circle. Dylan, so the first time I met you was when we were RAs together, actually. I was thinking about that today. That's the first time I met you. And I remember that you were the most wanted candidate that we all interviewed and everything. Just because we really loved your personality and stuff. And I think that's why we hit it off so well with our friendship and everything. I guess kind of talk to me about your time as an RA. What made you want to get into student affairs? Because I know that really your degree was... with sustainability, but you wanted to do that student affairs as a student in that student position, obviously, while you're at Northern.
Yeah, I kind of had a bunch of different reasons for pursuing that. One of them, both my parents were RAs at that school, so I knew a bunch of people that were higher up from like when I was a kid, so it was just kind of fun chatting with them about housing stuff, even when I wasn't an RA or even involved in housing at all. And then in my dorm hall,
Residence hall.
Yeah, I was the president of the dorm hall there.
No, residence hall.
Yeah.
It's not a dorm.
Well, it was called a dorm when I was there. Right? Yeah, we all call them dorms.
You were born in the residence hall, right?
Yeah, the dorms. I was born in the dorms. Yeah, I was born in Spooner, where all the upperclassmen, like the seniors, would go. But then as my time as the president of my dorm.
Residence, huh?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we call them dorms. We're getting sidetracked. Anyway. That obviously involves a lot of like event planning and stuff and interacting with all the residents who live in the dorms. And that was just a lot of fun, kind of hanging out with everybody, getting to do some cool stuff. And so then being a resident advisor was just kind of the next natural evolution of that.
Speaking about evolution, so we were just talking about talking about sustainability and everything, but I know that you're in teaching now. So obviously, I told my story a couple of weeks ago about how I was going to go into broadcasting. Wasn't really for me, and now I'm in student affairs, looking to go into motivational speaking. But I know that sustainability and teaching really aren't on the same level either. So why don't you kind of talk about that transition and what got you into teaching?
So to be completely honest, what got me into teaching was I moved out here to Minnesota, and instantly got a job, like no problem at a Lowe's working in the garden center. And while I was working there, halfway through the summer, this guy joined our team and he was a teacher at a school here in town. And got kind of close with him. And when he went back to start his school year in the fall, his school needed a science teacher, and he knew my degree was in science, and you know, he just kind of vouched for me, put my name in, and I applied. And I don't know if this is like a nationwide thing or just a Minnesota thing, but if you have like a degree in writing or English or something, then you could on a temporary basis teach like language arts or something. So being that my degree is in science, I can teach science. So I did. I just kind of fell into it. But it's been great.
Do you show a lot of Bill Nye videos? I know that was the big thing back when we were kids in school.
Bill Nye, yeah. Yeah, he's still around. He's still almost like omnipresent in the science rooms. I mean, I know the high school teacher shows it frequently. Bill Nye just does such a good job of like getting down to the kids' level and making it fun.
Dylan even put his teaching skills to the test in the fact that he taught me something about the iPhone camera that I never knew before.
You know when you take a picture with your iPhone?
Yeah.
And it makes that little click noise. It goes like...
I mean, now you're assuming I have an iPhone.
And I think most digital phones do it, but it makes a little click noise when you take a picture.
What's your point?
That click noise is like originally because of the like the shutters in an actual camera closing, right?
Oh.
There's no actual like shutters in an iPhone to make that click noise. It's all digital. It's fake.
Oh, that's really interesting. I never knew that before.
Are you being facetious?
No, I'm serious. I didn't know that's why it did that on the phones.
No, it's just like a digital noise, you know, it's a sound.
Yeah.
That they just programmed in there for our comfort or something, I don't know.
The more you know.
It's the same thing with rewinding, you know, you still use the double backward arrow symbol to rewind, you know.
Netflix a couple weeks ago released their top 20 most binged first shows. Okay, so the reason I say first shows is because that's what's listed in the article. And so I think it's saying that it's not like season 2 or season 3. They're just saying in general, the top 20 most binged shows is how you could also read that.
But that's not what it says. That's why I got confused, because the way it reads doesn't make any sense.
You're right. It doesn't make any sense. So I'm changing it for you to help it make sense.
Thanks. Thanks for that accommodation.
You're welcome. I'm breaking it down to your level for you. So I thought that we could kind of go through the list and see if there's anything that you've watched, would recommend off the list, or your thoughts. So I guess kind of, do you have any guesses of what might even appear on the list right now?
I bet you Arrested Development's on there. I've never seen it, but I know it was popular for a while.
No, Arrested Development didn't even make the list.
What?
Yeah.
I remember that being huge when Netflix was first starting to get pretty big.
Not in the top 20 at all.
Is The Office on there?
Again, The Office is not on here.
Jeez, is it like Netflix originals?
No, they're not Netflix originals. Not all of them. Some of them are. No, wow, you suck at this.
Well, Stranger Things has got to be on there, right?
Stranger Things is on there. Where do you think it ranks on the list?
Like, it's out of 21.
It's out of 20.
I imagine it's got to be pretty high.
Okay, well, like pretty high is very broad.
Like a 3.
Oh my gosh, nailed it right on the head.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at doing stuff like that.
Yeah, so you've watched the Stranger Things series, I'm assuming?
Of course, it's so good.
Have you seen both season 1 and season 2, or just season 1?
I've seen them both. Season 1 was better, though.
Did you think so?
Yeah.
I know, I agree. However, the end of season 2 was also very cliffhanger-like. So I'm excited to see what's going to happen with season 3. I haven't heard anything confirmed on that quite yet, but I would imagine that we're going to see something coming at some point.
Oh, yeah, it's like the Netflix Golden Child.
Oh, 100%. What do you think else is on this list right now?
I don't know. Netflix has so much stuff, and a lot of it's not even their own original content, so I can't even keep it straight which is Netflix and which I've just like seen around on TV or something.
We'll go from the bottom up and tell me if you've heard of them. Homeland, number 20.
Homeland. I thought that was a movie.
I don't know. No, it must not be. It says shows. All right, me either.
Like a Jason Statham movie.
Oh, it is a movie?
I thought so. I've seen that.
Oh, well, it says shows, and the rest of these are all shows. So you probably just don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm probably wrong on several fronts right now.
Number 19, Making a Murderer.
I have not seen that, but I know when it came out, that's all everybody wanted to talk about.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
I have not.
That shocks me.
That kind of stuff is, I just don't find it that interesting, you know?
That shocks me because I feel like you would have really loved that.
My girlfriend Megan watched it.
Okay. And did she like it?
Yeah, she's all about that kind of stuff.
Okay. Number 18, The Crown. So she might be better than this list than you are.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
The Crown. I've never heard of it.
I have heard of it. I heard it's really good. I have not seen it, though.
Number 7. I think
what I've heard is that, like, if you like Game of Thrones, you go to The Crown.
Okay.
To get your fix.
And see, I've never seen that either.
I don't think it's, like, mystical in any way, though.
Number 17, Gavin and Stacey. Number 16, Suits. Number 15, The Vampire Diaries. That sounds like something Megan would watch, The Vampire Diaries.
Oh, she went all the way through it in the matter of, like, 2 months.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, she ate that up. Destroyed it.
Did she do anything else with her life or just basically watch The Vampire Diaries?
She probably knit a lot. She usually throws on some Netflix and makes some knits.
Makes knits?
Yeah, you know, like scarves, mittens, hats and stuff.
Most people would say they knit things.
Yeah, I like my version better. It kind of rolls off the tongue.
Makes again, knits. To each their own. 14, Power. 13, Gossip Girl. 12, Dexter. 11, Sons of Anarchy. And 10, Pretty Little Liars. That rounds out 10 through 20.
I have not seen any of those. I've had Sons of Anarchy on my to-watch list forever.
But I haven't watched it.
But I just haven't gotten there yet.
Pretty Little Liars, I'm not going to lie. I watched the first season back when it first premiered, and it was really good, and I was addicted. Watched it on and off with my friend Sarah, and just whenever I was at her house. But yeah, I mean, I haven't followed that diligently at all. Gossip Girl, my wife has gotten me, I want to say hooked, but I don't go out of my way to watch it. But whenever she's watching it, I just can't help but not to watch it. And Dexter, I've actually heard is really good. I couldn't get into it fully myself, but I have a pair of friends who just love that show and rewatch it over and over and over again.
Sounds like a heavy one to put on the loop, to watch it over and over.
Yeah.
Doesn't he, like, kill everybody?
He is a killer, yes.
And they just watch it all the time. That's dark, man.
Yeah, hopefully it's not, like, some dark secret of theirs. All right, I'll go.
Announced on this podcast.
9 through 6. Here we go. 9, Peaky Blinders. 8, American Horror Story. 7, The Inbetweeners. 6, House of Cards, which I've heard House of Cards is going to be either discontinued or just won't have Kevin Spacey on there anymore.
I heard the Spacey's not going to be on there.
I've never seen it, though. Have you?
No, my dad loved it, though. Or Once Upon a Time loved it. Usually only watches like the first season and quits.
Have you seen The American Horror Story? Because that just sounds like another show that you would watch.
No, I haven't seen it.
Thought I'd ask. All right, here we go. Top 5. I'm going to leave number 1 unsaid because I want to help you with number 1. Number 5, Narcos. 4, Prison Break. 3, as you already guessed, Stranger Things. And 2, this is a Netflix original, Orange is the New Black.
Seen a little bit of Orange is the New Black. It's all right.
Yeah, I felt the same way. I started it and then never really felt that I needed to finish it.
Yeah, I like got through the second season and then I think I watched it as they were making it still. So the third season wasn't there. And then when the third season came out, as I had no interest in going back.
Yeah, good enough for me. That's what I said about that one.
Yeah.
All right, number one.
Fun fact about Narcos, yeah. Real quick. Everybody down in Colombia hates that show.
Oh, why is that?
They don't like the way it portrays their land, their people, and their culture.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that you went to Colombia. Talk to me about that experience.
Let's try to stay focused.
No, I wanna not have a focus, and I want to go to Narcos in Colombia, okay. And then I want to come back to number one.
Let's do the Narcos thing. They hate, which, and to me it makes total sense, because that's the show about Pablo Escobar, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, that guy, when he was, you know, one, alive, and two, like, doing his thing down there, he destroyed that country, like, destroyed it. And so they hate to see, like, a show that kind of holds him up as almost like a Deadpool figure, like an anti-hero kind of, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fair.
Like a Breaking Bad kind of thing?
Oh, like a Breaking Bad is in the number one most binge show on Netflix?
I thought that's where you were going. I mean, if there's really no better show to binge, is there?
I was going to say, it shocked me that you could not guess at least Breaking Bad.
Well, I was waiting for number 2, Narcos, or, you know?
Narcos is number 5.
Well, that's, yeah, 2.
Yeah, Breaking Bad, number 1, and I know that you loved that show.
See, that's my Dexter. That's the one that I have put on loop before. Not so much anymore because, again, it's a little dark on the dark side sometimes. And sometimes you just need to smile. Yeah. So I turned it off. But I haven't watched it. I was actually just thinking last week, man, I should watch some Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've gone through that. It's such a good show.
It was a good show. I was disappointed with the ending of the series, but other than that, great show.
Oh, man, I thought this ending was pretty decent. You know, there's a theory out there that says, well, I guess we can't really talk about it because probably people haven't seen it and I don't want to spoil anything. So we'll just leave it. If anybody's listening to this, you need to go watch all of Breaking Bad. Go binge it.
Talk to me about Colombia. What was that experience like? What were you doing there?
I was just kind of backpacking around with a couple of my buddies, James and Travis. I had just finished my school year teaching, you know, the previous year. And both of them were down there already. Travis was in Peru and James was in Ecuador. And just kind of randomly, you know, I think I Facebook messaged James and said, "Hey man, what are you guys up to?" He told me where they were. And I just found a cheap ticket and flew down to Bogota, the capital of Colombia.
Oh, I thought you were trying to say like some sort of fancy boat name or something.
No, Bogota.
Bogota,
crazy city, man. It's huge.
What do you think the population is?
I have no idea. It's got to be at least 1 million, though. It's probably more than that.
Oh, wow.
It's huge. Probably wrong about that, but...
That's a lot of people in one city.
Yeah, and I think maybe my perception of it is skewed a little bit because, I don't speak the language that well. So it probably felt a lot bigger. It felt a little bit more overwhelming than it actually is.
Yeah, but you've been to New York. I mean, you've worked in New York as a camp counselor at the YMCA, so at least you have some sort of perception, at least, to what's big and what's not. Going from New York to Michigan, which anywhere in Michigan really except Detroit, and
yeah,
maybe you could count Grand Rapids in, isn't that big.
No, you know what's crazy is New York City, you could take all of, at least the last time I checked, there's 10 million people that live in New York, okay, city.
Wow.
And there's 10 million people that live in the whole state of Michigan.
Oh, my goodness. That's insane.
Yeah, isn't that nuts?
Holy cow. Dylan, share a story with me from your time in New York.
Well, one of the craziest things that kind of blew my mind is, we went out to the bars. Well, not out to the bars, but we got some drinks, right? Got like a six pack and stuff, and we found a bench kind of near Central Park, and we're just drinking beers, got another six pack, kept on doing our thing. And the thing about New York City is there's lights everywhere, and it's literally the city that does not sleep. And so it's next time I look at my watch, it's 4 a.m. and it looks like it's noon because there's just lights everywhere. I had no idea that the sun had really even gone down.
Holy cow.
Yeah, it was a little weird.
Yeah, you're right. It is the city that doesn't sleep, though. When we were there back in December, I couldn't believe that city just keeps going and going and going and going and going.
No, yeah, you'd think like maybe it would calm down a little bit once it gets later.
Not a bit.
Not a bit. Doesn't skip a beat. It's insane.
Did you enjoy your time out there in New York?
Yeah, it was fun. For the most part, I was upstate New York in the woods, at that YMCA camp, but, even that was pretty fun.
As Dylan and I were discussing in the beginning of the podcast, we know each other from college. My wife and Dylan had a class together their senior year of evolution.
Yeah, we sat next to each other.
Yeah, so I know that you are... Dylan, you are very competitive. I know that from playing racquetball with you, and I miss our racquetball days. I really do. I wish I had someone to play racquetball with. Still, whenever I was back home in Michigan, my mom would try and play with me at the YMCA, but I tell you what, when you're playing with someone who's afraid of the ball and runs away every single time and says, her words are both, don't hit it so hard and don't hit it over my head, it's a little bit difficult to play.
Yeah.
Talking about being competitive, I know that you and Leanne used to always kind of compete on tests, and you also brought that up at our wedding.
Yeah. Yeah, we would kind of mention it to each other every time that we had one coming up, like in the weeks leading up to it, kind of checking in on like, hey, are you covering this section? Are you covering here? Like, what do you think about this thing? Or double checking on that.
And then you told her that you received one grade on a test, and you convinced her that you received a grade on a test higher than her until our very special day.
Yeah, I don't know if that was like the final exam or just like maybe for whatever reason it was that exam felt more important than the other ones, but she was taking it really, really seriously. and I was not taking it as seriously. I told her, I don't know what I think I told her I got a B or an A. I told her I got an A because she got a B, right?
Sure, we'll go with that.
Yeah, I told her I got an A. I told her I got like 92% or something, and she was sitting at like 88, 89. So that made her furious. I made sure it was like 2 points. Right? I was like super close, but hey, I still got you, kind of thing. And she was furious for, well, really the rest of the semester, I think.
And for probably, what was it? Maybe a full entire year.
Yeah, I think it was even longer than a year. When in reality, I did not get that 92. I think it was the reverse. I think she got the 88 and I got an 86 or something. So.
And for those who don't know, Dylan actually officiated our wedding. And at the wedding, during the service, he said during the service to Leanne, also, I think because it is your special day, you should know that you did indeed get a higher grade than me on that exam.
And I don't know the extent of your guys' gifts you received, but I think that might have been the best gift that you might have got.
I'm sure for her it topped her list, or it was near it.
On stage with you guys, I could see the relief. All this anger she was holding in, still hiding deep down, just flutter away.
Honestly, that was one of the funniest moments of the ceremony. It was a beautiful ceremony and everything. And it's funny because for the longest time, I was very intent on having you minister our wedding. But Leanne, I know, was at first kind of thinking, well, I think I want to lean toward a pastor. And I know that her parents were too. Thankfully, in the end, it all worked out and you were able to minister our wedding. But I also remember what I thought, and you can fill in your story here as well. What I thought started as a joke, where you said, I'm going to get ordained online and do your wedding for both of you. And we kind of laughed it off and we're like, yeah, whatever. Well, then when I was in Thailand in 2013, I get tagged in a photo on Facebook around Christmas time. And my first thought is, why is Dylan tagging me in a photo on Facebook when I'm like all the way around the world right now? What the heck? And it was actually a picture of Dylan's certificate of ordination that he tagged me on Facebook. And he said, I don't kid, it really happened.
So, yeah, it's kind of a joke. But then one of you, either Leanne or you.
Or both of us.
Or both of you simultaneously. Yeah, just you said something, I'm sure, that, you know, basically along the lines of like, haha, very funny, you're not going to go out and do that. And that means I kind of had to.
So what you heard was
I dare you.
Right. And then you said challenge accepted, and that was all she wrote from there.
Yeah, pretty much. And it's just, you know, balls in your court.
And the rest is history.
Yeah.
Oh, fun times. Fun, yeah, it was a great time.
I got to, you guys were my first wedding to officiate, and I actually have plans to officiate my cousin's upcoming wedding in August now.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks. So it's just keeps on going.
The gift that keeps on giving, Dylan's presence.
Yep. The joke that's never funny,
but will never be forgotten. Dylan and I went on to talk about how Leanne, my wife, will probably outlive the both of us, especially me, since I'm such a terrible eater. Though I have gotten away from the Hot Pockets and hot dogs, I have some green stuff. I have some pickles in my fridge right now, and I had raspberries. Unfortunately, they went bad. But you know what? The thought is there, and the thought is what counts. There is actually a new study out, and I'll talk about this with another guest in a future podcast, that having two beers or two glasses of wine a day coupled with two cups of coffee a day actually will extend your life by 28%. 28%! Holy cow, who knew that alcohol was so good for you? And coffee, I suppose, too, if you like that kind of stuff. Well, I just want to say a big shout out to Dylan. I really appreciate him coming on as a guest this week, and I really enjoyed my conversation with Dylan as we progressed. You've been one of a few key people who have been crucial in critiquing my talk, being able to see it before it becomes public, basically. And so I just want to say thank you for all the work that you've put into helping me toward my dreams of being a motivational speaker. and for continuing to be supportive. And we're, I'm excited to see where it's going to take me. And I'm not done with you yet, but I know that we're going to be able to work together a lot more. So,
yeah, well, thanks for including me, you know, with the motivational speaking stuff and hearing the inception of your podcast. It's pretty cool to be involved.
Yeah, well,
thank you to you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. I can do this all day, man.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
What are you thanking me for?
I just said it. For involving me with all your dreams and passions.
Boring! I truly value the opportunity to talk with Dylan this week. It was great to be able to share his story and hear his various experiences from Colombia to his time in New York, even his transition from a sustainability major into what he's doing now of teaching. And who would have thunk that he would have actually got ordained as a minister online? Leave it to Dylan. If you have a great story to share, or you know someone who does, feel free to have them reach out to me via email, trentspeaks@gmail.com, or you can find me on Instagram, @trentspeaks. Once again, that email was trentspeaks@gmail.com. I hope that you all have a great week. Take a moment and unplug this week from your technology, and make sure that you're getting time to learn someone else's story, because you never know what you might learn.